shake my ass and spend his money. I wanna shake my ass and spend your money. Yo, run me your money. Yo.
That was not the song you were supposed to sing.
What song I was supposed to sing?
The one you hit the note. Single as fuck. Single as fuck.
Yeah.
It was better the first time.
It was. That's why I told her I wasn't going to hit it again.
Anyway.
She want to get me in front of company.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to another episode of
Real Spill.
We can't make this up.
How have you all been doing?
How's life treating you?
That's great. That's good to hear. Or that's sad to hear. Don't know. But thank you for tuning in to our episode on today. So it has been
two. Oh my,
it's 21.
You know, I did that earlier. I don't know where I'm thinking I'm at, but okay, let's run it back. A little rewind.
So,
it has been
two years. Yeah.
That's crazy.
We've been talking y'all head off for 2 freaking years.
How y'all feel about it?
Wow, that's so excellent. Like, I love it. I really hope you all answered, because that was the awkward silence. That's what that was for.
Just for y'all.
Yes. So, but no, seriously, like, real stuff, like, we greatly appreciate everybody that has been rocking with us since day one. And thank y'all for, you know, just supporting us, listening to us, giving us feedback, you know, kicking with us. Also, bearing with us, because, like, honey, as y'all know, life happens. Like, a whole bunch of stuff just happens. But we really just greatly appreciate that y'all take an hour out of y'all time each day and just listen to our episodes. And we greatly appreciate it. We love y'all. We're sending you all podcast hugs. I want you all to grab your, extend both of your arms out.
And bring it in.
Yeah. Give yourself a tight hug. And rock with it, because we ain't been to church in a minute, so let's rock with it.
Do the church rock.
And I'm going to send you a huge kiss. We love you all, and yeah, that's just that on that.
We're not sending kisses, because COVID is still alive and well.
I'm sending podcast kisses, baby. Okay. I ain't kissing y'all, okay, for real. Okay. I ain't kissing our nail person, girl. Ew. That's disturbing. Anyway, now that we got the mushy stuff out of the way, I'm not gonna say ratchet, but how have you been?
What's this going on? Let's get ratchet.
Yeah.
Do we really have to start with me?
We could just catch them up with like a few things.
Okay, what was our last episode? You said in May?
Mental health, yeah.
Mental health. Ooh. From May to now, you know, maybe this should have been mental health part two, but nonetheless, everything is, it's coasting.
Yeah.
I'll say it's coasting.
Mm-hmm. Day by day.
Day by day. Life shit. Work shit. Family shit is just...
Shit.
But there's always a silver lining, you know. Mm-hmm. I have breath. I have options. Mm-hmm. That's all I can ask for.
Come on, breath and options?
Hood Healer said, as long as you have breath, you have options. And yes, I got
ma'am.
Hope.
Yes, ma'am. So,
that's that.
Yes, ma'am.
And you?
I just been working, stacking my money. Spending my money. And yeah, it's getting very ghetto over here. Slumming it at this point. But no, real stuff, like, I mean, same old. Different day, same shit.
Heard that.
That's it.
Heard that.
Cutting off a couple people, like, it ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. Literally. Y'all, the amount of people that we have cut off in a matter of, this is July, we're recording on July 10th.
July
in a
10th.
Matter of, since, I think it was May 24th we did that, a month and some change. We done cut off a couple bitches.
Cause, it's like, life is too short for all that shit. Like, yeah. Especially to have negative people around you. Like, y'all yeah. gotta get the fuck with that.
Yeah.
I don't care. You can be negative all you want, but you ain't gonna be negative around me.
Mm-mm.
And I fucking mean that.
Negative Nancy will not affect positive Patty, baby.
Negative Nancy, negative Nansford, all of y'all
can keep fucking rocks. Okay, don't die, but y'all can take... Matter of fact, this is what y'all can do. I want y'all to get 10 bowls and go to the sex store and get the wax like molded penis thing. And if you're a man, I want you to fucking put your penis in it. And if you're a woman, I want you to get like a nigga to put their penis in it. And I want you to mold 10 dicks and put them each in their own separate bowl. Heat them up and eat it. Cause I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of it.
Oh my gosh.
And y'all can choke while you doing it too, cause I don't care.
This girl is wild.
I just had to be, sometimes you have to be very specific so people know.
And that was very specific.
I hope y'all got the point too.
That was very much specific.
I love you, but I gotta love you from a distance, baby. I cannot. But you can love them dicks while you fucking shove them down your throat.
Well, that's that.
Sorry, you guys. Sorry, I'm back.
Okay. I don't...
Well, that was the other twin that came out. Sorry.
I don't know if that was her first and last rant of this episode, but, you know, just keep listening and see. We'll find out.
Yeah, the y'all know I'm a... Honey. Let's catch y'all up on Gemini season, baby. So let's recap. Gemini season was amazing. I didn't have any complaints, although bitches wanted to try me. No. Oh wow, bitches did try me.
That's crazy. Try me. Try me.
I'ma kill this whole motherfucking family, and I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Come on, that's how I steal my job. Y'all,
you know that's my song.
She betted me. What was the last Wednesday? Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
She betted me $100 that I couldn't go a whole day without singing a song. And look at her. Doing it today.
Ma'am, that's one song that I've sung to your million. You sing every day, every chance you get.
I wanted to sing one song because you said million. Guess.
One in a million.
Yes.
You just...
Girl,
now
that you're catching on.
Predictable.
Predictable.
I knew that was coming.
But, no, seriously, like, my birthday was amazing. I loved it. It was great. We went to Panama City Beach. Y'all, it was fun. Let's catch y'all up on this failed attempt of jet skiing.
Oh, girl. Okay, before... Before we get into it, I just want to say, when they presented the idea of jet skiing to the group, I was completely against that shit.
She was.
I have a fear of large bodies of water, and I, like, top two fears, burning in a fire and drowning.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't know how to swim, a fucking jet ski was not on my radar.
Right.
So, I had to psych myself up just for my fucking friends.
Yeah, we love it.
So... proceed with the story.
Excuse me. Fun fact, I don't know how to swim either. So,
but you're taller than me.
I just want to know, what does height have to do with it? I'm at the same disadvantage as you are.
I'll go down quicker than you.
No, not would. That. See, I think people say you have to relax in like water to float.
My anxiety too bad for that. I'm gonna be panicking.
I'm like this. You gotta hold on to me.
Nope.
All of a sudden, you let go, baby. I am sinking.
Nope.
I'm not gonna say drowned. Pre-drowned. Too many times for me to even think about getting in the big-ass body of water.
I was finna say something so out of pocket, dude.
Sad.
I don't think it's appropriate.
Oh, but don't say it then. Don't say it. We got people listening. We got people listening. We'll say
it.
It
was very rude. Like,
what is it?
Say it. Just keep going.
Text it to me.
No, because then you go cackle. You go cackle.
Just type it. Okay, anyway, so we get to Panama. Y'all, we went on the rainiest weekend ever. But I didn't think it would have rained like that. So, anyway, we supposed to have done the jet skis that Saturday morning. And he was like, get there early so y'all can do paperwork, all the other shit, like, da-da-da. So, we went to Walgreens. And, I mean, that's where our boomerang came from. If you follow us at Real Spill Pod, or is it underscore Real Spill? Sorry, I don't be knowing Instagram handles. At underscore Real Spill Pod, you'll see it. But we over there getting sunscreen. We get everything to prepare for this fucking jet skiing experience. So the man called our best friend, Nurse Best, and he was like, the water is just too bad. It's too rough. And, you know, somebody just had like a freak accident out here a couple months ago. And it scarred me. And I do not want y'all to have to do that. So we're going to try this again tomorrow. So we leave tomorrow, Sunday. So she was like, okay, that's fine. We can come early. So we started like just fucking around. We ended up finding something else to do. So Sunday, we all getting dressed. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, do I really want to get on this jet ski? Because now I'm getting anxious. Like, nerves getting a little bad. So, I said, Jessica, call him and see, like, if he gonna, like, see what's going on with the water. Because what if it's rough? And so, she was like, she called him. And she was like, okay, so how's the water? Like, we're getting ready to be on our way. And the man said, oh, y'all can come. Like, the water's much better. So, I'm like, oh, shit. Damn. He said, it's still a little rough, but it's easier for y'all to be able to maneuver in the water with no problem. So Jessica, okay. So I said, y'all, I guess we, you know, still on. So Jessica say, well, do y'all still want to do it? And he, no lies. So when he told her the water wasn't rough, he said, now, do everybody know how to swim?
No.
And so I'm like, no, I don't know how to swim. So Jessica was like, yeah, no, everybody don't know how to swim. He said, okay, well, I want you to let them know that if they were to fall off the jet ski, they pretty much would be, like, on their own. Because my son is not here with me today. And I'm too old to really have to go in water to save somebody.
So, let me pause you right there. When he said he was too old to have to go in water, I'm thinking, like, if we just chilling on the boat right off of, you know, the shore of the beach, then what's the problem? Y'all, he said we had to be at least three football fields out. In the water. Here I am thinking like, oh, can I go out maybe like 10, 20 feet? This man said three football fields. And when he said that, I said, nope.
I don't even think. And y'all, so when he said the three football fields, I'm like,
everybody looking like,
my eyes kind of got big. I looked at Jessica, I said, tell him, hold on, we gotta talk about this. So she was like, I'm gonna call you back, whenever, no lies. So before she told him, I'm gonna call you back, he said, like, how old is everybody? He kept asking her how old we were. He said, like, is everybody over the age of 21? She said, yeah, we have 2 26-year-olds and 2 25-year-olds. And, like, he'll say something again. So, everybody is, like, you know, over 21, like, 25, 26, right? And she said, yeah. He said something again, and she said something again. He said, you're sure everybody is over the age of 21, like, over the age of 18? And I said, bro, tell him we're going to call him. Like, we got to talk about this. It's the uncertainty of, are you sure?
Right.
Everybody's over the age of, and I'm just thinking to myself, I saw my name plastered, lost at sea. I say, I do not want to go out like this. I don't, because for one, red flag number one, you can't come get me if I'm off, like if I flip off this jet ski.
Exactly. He said, that man said that we would probably be sitting there for like 30 minutes.
Before he could come get us
if we fell off.
Do you know what can come get me in 30 minutes?
You know how quick I can drown in 30 minutes?
More like 5 seconds.
No, mm-mm. Man. That's a hell no. Mm-mm. 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 So, needless to say, the jet skis did not happen, thankfully.
Honey, did you hear this, like, the scared, like, frightened Callie come out, we was like,
yeah, bitch, I was scared too.
I was like, I think we should just get our money back. Yeah. It ain't even worth it. Because he sounded a little unsure, and I need him to be 100%. And his son not there? Oh, yeah, girl. And he gave us back our money. Praise God. I hope he's doing well. I hope he is doing well.
God bless that man.
Because any other person would have been like, you know, I'm going to take our money, and I can come out here and literally fall, right, hurt, bleed to death out here. Have a shark come fucking eat me up.
Or drown.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm sorry.
Get stung by a jellyfish or something. Yeah, no.
No, but
he was like, yeah, no, like, you know, the water's just too rough. You got to come out. He was very nice. So I really hope he's doing well. So,
let me tell y'all about my experience the day before. So, with the...
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know?
Uh-uh.
In the pool, and then we got out of the pool.
Oh, yeah, y'all niggas is crazy.
So that Saturday, after we had left from brunch, because we ended up getting mimosa drunk at 9 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Mimosa, y'all.
Like,
drunk.
Bottomless mimosas at 9 a.m. Sign me the fuck up. So we ended up going back to the hotel, and we were like, okay, well, since we're not going to the jet skis, let's just go get in the pool before we go to lunch. Cool. So, I packed my goodies on a chip, right? Packed my goodies. And so, I ate a little piece. And I'm like, okay, I'm finna have a good day. Y'all, I get in that pool. Mind you, I said I don't like drowning. I'm scared of drowning. So, I ain't go past like the little first steps or whatever. So, sitting there taking pictures. And I kind of sat on the little edge for a second. Like, you know, just in the water. And next thing you know, I just start feeling all fuzzy and shit. And I'm like, whoa. So, that motherfucker kicked in when I was in the pool. And oh my gosh. That itself was an experience. And then the crazy thing, it lasted for fucking hours. From the time we got in the pool, got out the pool, got changed to go to lunch. At lunch. At the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And I must have took, like, God knows how many fucking naps while we was going back and forth. But
that hoe was sleep, y'all.
Y'all, I was zipped.
Slump.
But hell yeah. That was a good time.
The only thing weird, like, y'all, we were sitting. We went to go eat at, what was the name? Willie's?
Pineapple Willie's.
Pineapple Willie's. So.
Oh, I got to tell y'all my joke I told the lady.
So we go in there and you know, they see us. And, you know, you kind of notice in Panama that it's...
They a little different.
Yeah, we in Louisiana and, yeah, you know, they a little, you know. But it's a lot of them. It's loud and proud out there. Like, I love y'all. You know, I hope the Lord is blessing you all. But, y'all loud with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I might appreciate a nigga to be loud with it than to be quiet with it. Because I don't know what the hell you got going on in your mental.
Because if you quiet with it, you a scary motherfucker. Girl.
So, and I'm pretty sure, never mind. So, anyway. So, we sit down at the table. And the lady, our waitress, her name was Terry, right?
Terry, yeah.
Y'all, Terry, they don't really have the best dental health down there. Which is very... Yeah. So she was like, hi, how can I help you? Let me on. Where are you guys from? And we're like, Louisiana. She said, oh my God, I love Louisiana.
Like real hippie, real like.
Loud as fuck. Yeah.
One of them.
So. But,
hold on. Before she finished, the reason why, and this might be a little rude. I don't give a fuck. The reason why their dental is like that is because crystal meth is readily available in Florida.
Yeah, because you could tell them niggas do that because, ooh, jeez, low yes. Yeah. Weed me, please. Wow, they kind of rhymed. Jeez Louise, weed me, please.
Please continue. Please.
Anyway, so sitting at the table, she over here doing all that loud ass talking. So I have my mask on, like, on. And she's talking over, like, she's by me. Child, the lady coughed, and it was, like, mucus in her cough.
Girl, like, the reason why it's so funny, you really just had, you had to be in the moment. So while she's standing there, it's like, the we at, like, a square table. So I'm on one side, best on one side. Other best in front of me, nurse best is in front of Callie, right? So the lady is standing in between me and Callie. She's standing, like, talking all loud and all that shit. So as she's talking, she coughs. So,
and she, like, she hit one of them, like, you know how you standing up and you talk to somebody, but you double back and you got your hand, oh, you got your hand on your face and you like,
she pulled one of them numbers.
It's mucus. Like, I hear the mucus in her chest. Vibrating from the freaking friction of the cough coming out,
like shaking her shit up. So next thing you know, she keep, like, she steady talking to everybody. I just wonder.
I think
everybody eyes.
Did yeah. I look at you?
And you looked at me, and I put my head down. But when I picked my head up, Tyree was looking at me, and he's snickering to himself. Then all eyes go to Nurse Bess, and this girl is grabbing.
Yo,
she's grabbing her mask,
but she's doing it so discreetly. Like, the mask is literally sitting folded up in front of her. She saw that lady.
She's just nodding her head like she got a little.
And she looking at the lady.
Smirk on her face.
She's looking at the lady, and she gets her mask, y'all. You know, at the top of the mask, where it go like by your nose. She's smoothing that out. She smoothed it out. And grabbed the ears. The lady said, oh, I don't have COVID.
Y'all, we laughed about that shit for like 25 minutes straight. I kid you the fuck not.
I said, oh, ma'am, don't take it personal. She works in the hospital, ma'am. It's okay. It's fine. She does this all the time, ma'am. She said,
but no, it's just a cough. I don't have COVID. And we looking like, eh.
Y'all, and then she proceeds. Y'all, she proceeds. She said, now look, I'm going to tell you guys a funny joke. Like, a funny story. They had like 4 to 6 people come in here one night. You could tell they were like meth heads, like crack heads. Like they were doing that. And I'm like, have you guys? And she said, they're like coughing up a storm. And so she was like, do you guys listen to, I forgot the name of the song, but it's by the Osborne man. What's his name?
Ozzy Osborne.
And she said, it starts off with them coughing. And I was like, oh, okay, I never heard of it. Y'all, she proceeds to grab her shirt and cough in her shirt like this. Y'all, when I tell you, like, repeatedly coughing.
And we all looking like, is this bitch serious right now?
And she was like, then the music just comes on. So I asked them, have they ever heard that? And they're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Exactly how we was in that fucking moment.
And we were just like, okay. Water and our drinks, please.
Please, immediately.
She leaves. Y'all, we are dying laughing. I say to her, baby, what the fuck is that? Because that fucking mucus built up in her fucking cavity chest, whatever, her chest cavity is a no for me. Then Janicia...
Mind y'all, I'm still loaded at this point.
Loaded.
So all of this is funny to me. So I'm looking at the wall, and then by this time the lady comes back. And so she was like, what's so funny? I said, well, you want to hear a joke? And so everybody at the table like, no, she good.
Y'all.
And so the lady, she said, oh yeah, I want to hear it. This bitch pulls up a chair.
In between us.
Again. And she's like, what's the joke? And so we still like just cackling. And I said, well, I just think it's kind of funny how if you look at the wall, it looked like a pack of Cools. So
no, you said Newports.
No, a pack of Newports. So she looking, she was like, she made herself laugh, you could tell. So she's like, oh, it really does.
Oh,
like,
my God. As many years as I've been here,
I've never noticed that.
Girl. Oh, my God, you're so funny.
Bitch, bring us our food.
And I ticket. So what the fuck is you got going on? Like, girl, calm down. We was like,
oh my god, yeah, that shit was funny.
And what else? Something else funny happened. It was Jessica with the mask. What else happened?
Oh, when we was riding to the hotel, I just woke up, and so we looking at all the shit around, and there was this restaurant, and. Chill, dude. Let me tell it. So there was this restaurant on the side of us. It was like a little sushi Asian place type shit, right?
Like a sushi bar.
So I'm like, oh, I've heard of that before. And they was like, oh, really? And I took a pause. I said, hold on. I said, y'all, I'm so embarrassed. I said, I ain't never heard of that shit. But you want to know why the name is familiar? So the name of the restaurant was Osaka. So they was like, well, like, how did you hear of it? I said, well, I've never heard of the restaurant, but what's that tennis player's last name? Bitch, I'm thinking about Naomi Osaka.
Y'all just doing funny shit. Like, everybody just like, what the fuck?
Oh, my what gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. You know.
That shit there. But this trip was, I think now that we was older, and we was able to do more and see more and all that shit. This was way more fun than the first time we went.
Definitely. But it was hot as fucking donkey nuts, bitch. Like, it was fucking hot out there.
Yeah.
It was fun, but it was just
hot as hell.
It was hotter than Easy on fucking Sunday morning. Like, it was hot. I ain't never been that hot before. It felt like July.
And even though it was raining a little bit, it was still fucking, and it wasn't like humid like it is here back at home when it rains. It was just flat out hot.
Period.
But that was a good trip. That we all needed that.
Yeah, I definitely needed that fucking getaway from these fuck ass people.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, we did have one black server. She was so nice. Her name was Cherry. Shout out to Cherry. I don't know if you even listen to this girl, but shout out to you. Hope you and your baby doing fine.
She was good though. Like, we went to this like upscale restaurant our last night though, and you can tell like just from the atmosphere. Like, I ain't gonna say it was on no racist shit or nothing, because we definitely didn't get that vibe from them. But you could tell that just for her to see and be able to serve a group of young black people, that was the highlight of
her night.
Yeah, probably of her working there.
Right.
And she was great. That was a good experience.
Didn't I think I tipped her very well?
Hell yeah. Maybe we tipped good when we go eat.
Okay, I'll play that. Nah, if the service good, I'll tip good. If it ain't, you getting trash.
Yeah, true.
You'll get $1 from me. Well, I think we're not even gonna get on the fucking tipping thing, because that's a conversation, a freaking topic on its own. But then we also had a gang night.
That was fun.
Yeah, these people?
Y'all are some fucking characters.
Y'all really are. It was really fun though. Like, the games, because I didn't want to just do like card games like we always do. I wanted to do like interactive games. And they were really into it. Like, these niggas, like, man, no, run that shit back, bro. Run that shit back. Y'all gonna lose it. It's a trash talking for me. And they didn't do a fucking thing. But hey. Hey, it's cool. But I really want to do a field day. And I couldn't do a field day because it's always raining in fucking June.
Girl.
It's always raining. And it's raining in July. It's gonna rain in August. It's gonna rain pretty much all year long because it's hurricane season out here and it fucking sucks.
Yep.
It'd be hot as hell and it'd be rainy and wet as fuck. Make it make sense.
That's Louisiana for you.
Right. But I don't want to go nowhere else, like, not right now. Because these niggas got imagine. And I think we literally just had this conversation. Imagine getting your back broke.
What?
Imagine getting your back broke in California. All of a sudden, rooms start shaking.
Oh, yeah.
Lamps and shit start falling. You like, bro, like, you really doing your shit. He like, nah, man, it's a fucking earthquake. Me.
You need to watch 20s. There was an episode like that.
Of them getting their fucking back broke.
Everybody getting fucked while the earthquake is going on.
Yeah, nah. It's a lot of things I can do, but fault lines moving is a no for me. Mm-mm. And then tornadoes and fucking Midwest, like in the Midwest. I am not Dorothy and I do not wear red shoes. And then New York, blackouts and shit, like, no. In the summer, no.
No, blackouts is a no. Tornadoes, a no. Earthquakes, a fucking no.
Snowstorms,
a fucking no. I'll just stick to my little hurricanes. Like,
that's it, because that's all we get. And we were like, oh, we're gonna go to one of my little friends' homecoming in October. I said, bitch, we driving or we flying? And she was like, well, we could drive. I said, it's snow up there. And they don't like do no little bitty snow. Like, it snows. And I don't know how to drive in the snow. They taught me how to drive in snow, like, by word of mouth, but I never physically done it.
I would not want to take the chance.
Uh-uh.
I can barely drive when the fucking sun is out, so.
I can't drive when the fucking moon out.
No. Not happening.
Mm-mm. But other than that, Gemini season was just impeccable. Like, this is a good birthday. And then, y'all, let me tell y'all about my motherfucking friends. Let me fucking brag on these niggas right quick. Woo! So, I'm on the phone with one of my friends, Des. Love you. We were talking about, like, outfits. Like, bitch, what you gonna wear? What you gonna wear for the trip? Da, da, da. So, I'm like, okay, well, I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about that. But I gotta find me a purse. Because I wanted to match this and I wanted to match that. He said, Okay. He went to ASOS. And, no, not ASOS. It's Aldo, Aldo. I call it Aldo. No, Aldo. Whatever. A-L-D-O, bitch. You know what the fuck that is. So, he went on the website. He was like, now pick which purse you want. And I said, well, I really like, I said, I can't really pick. Like, you pick. It doesn't matter. I like both of them. Y'all, he bought both those purses for me for my birthday. He's like, this is your early birthday present. I'm like, best. You didn't have to do this. Like, thank you. You know? So, my bag collection on fucking point. Just want y'all to know, bitch, not slacking, period. So, then, I come pick up this bitch Thursday before we leave for the trip on that Friday. Yeah, I pick her up. She say, you have to open your gift. And I'm like, well, why do I have to open it? And she was like, because I want you to open it. Like, I want to see your face, like, whenever you open it. So I'm like, okay. She was like, now, I have two in here, but you just picked the one that you really like. I'm thinking to myself, what is she talking about? Y'all, open it up. Fun fact, I have been, like, I never owned perfume. Like, yeah, she was a fucking Bath and Body Works bitch, okay? Don't judge me, judge them all. But anyway, I was like, I always wanted a perfume. And I said, I'm going to buy me some perfume. I said it before my birthday, but the one that I wanted, I just never got a chance to order it. And I said, well, I'm going to push it back to Christmas. Like, before Christmas, I'm going to buy my own, like, first perfume. Y'all, she bought me some fucking Burberry perfume. And guess what? I wear it every motherfucking day, bitch. Bitch, I wear that bitch every day. It's soft and subtle the way that I like it. So you won't smell unless you get up on me. But I'm going to have to get one to where, boom, yes, I stepped in the room. And bitch, like,
I'm here.
Yeah, period.
You gotta find your signature fragrance.
Yeah, I'ma just buy that expensive ass shit and see how it works. If it don't, I'll just, like I said, give it away.
Sample it.
So
first.
I don't think they even have samples.
Well, you just, which one is it?
Don't even know how to pronounce it.
Oh wow. Well, in that case,
then we get in the car to go on a trip. Jess was like, Bess, here is your gift, y'all. I open it, it's a candle. Now, fun fact, I'm really loving fucking candles right now. It was a strawberry, like, cheesecake smell. It smelled really, really, really good. I haven't burnt it yet because my room not clean. I wanted to fucking get in the crevices of the walls. But it was a box in there. Y'all, tell me why in a box it was a fucking butterfly necklace. If you know, you know. You know. But I just have like this fascination of like butterflies, and they just symbolize something to me in my own personal life. And because, yeah, bitch, reading a motherfucking book called Butterfly, but that's not here nor there. But she bought me a butterfly necklace, and she bought me a fucking butterfly anklet. And I just love it. So then my other best friend, Tarion, he just gave me my gift Wednesday. Y'all, I opened it up. Why was it a fucking Pandora bracelet? And it had a fucking butterfly charm and my birthstone charm. It's the simple fact of I said I wanted all of these things. And I didn't say it more than once. Like, I said the shit just one time. And, yes, I do just be talking, like, sometimes. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get it myself. Because I'm the type of person, bitch, I'm not about to wait for you to do nothing for me. Like, I'm gonna do it whenever I fucking get good and ready to do it. And I said it that one time, or I put it on Snapchat that one time. And I'm not about to be petty right now. And they just really went, like, out their way to be attentive and really deliver what I wanted. And, like, I was very, like, wow. A nigga will fucking never. If you know, you fucking know. But a nigga will fucking never. And it's the simple fact of, like, I didn't have to beg them to do nothing for me. Yes, I know we all, like, in our careers and, like, doing shit. But I'm not, like, a gift person. Like, bitch, y'all don't have to give me nothing. Like, it's nice, but I'm not that type of bitch. So I wasn't expecting anything. But to really, like, get that was just... You just touched the back of that little thing. Y'all touched, like, the depths of my heart with that one. It really, like, meant a lot. So, like, my future husband, if you're listening, I'm not gonna ask you more than once. It's up to you to deliver. I'm not gonna beg you either. You either act right or you get gone. If you can't
get left.
Period. And if you can't do what my friends can do for me or have done for me, why do I need you? Oh, well, I need you for that one thing, but not really.
Oh, my Lord.
Not even that. Just saying. But that's how Gemini season went for me. I hope you all had a great Gemini season. What did they say Leo was going to go through in Gemini season?
I know one of the main things was, like, getting your money right. And that was, like, at least that's the main thing I remember. Like, getting your money right, getting in your bag. And it was, like, three main things that all of the readers were saying. Mm-hmm. But most definitely tapped into my bag. I have a new job.
Yes, ma'am.
New job. And the good thing about it is I'm still keeping my main job. But with this, I'm getting good money. I have a plan. Mm-hmm. I have a plan. So I'm gonna use this little job, do what I gotta do, and that's just that. But one of the main things in Gemini season was, like, tapping into that luxurious side that every woman deserves. And a lot of, like, I was seeing a lot of readers say that, like, Black women deserve the luxurious things in life. And I'm not finna sit and wait around for a nigga to give it to me. Like, I'm gonna go get that shit myself. So I'm tapping into, like, different perfumes and stuff. So that's where I'm at right now. Like, I just want the finer things because I deserve the finer things. And I'm gonna get what the fuck I deserve. So a lot of perfume. I'm about to treat myself to some fucking Baccarat. If you know what Baccarat is, the shit smells amazing. Mm-hmm. It's $300 a bottle.
Ooh.
But
See, that 190, it looks great. I'll spend that 190. I ain't
no
bitch.
I want it and I deserve it, so I'm gonna get it. But right now my signature scent is that Burberry Her. Mm-hmm. That shit smells so good. Oh my gosh. So that's my everyday one. My everyday one before that, because it was the only one I had, was the Tommy Girl Tropics. But that smells really, really good. Mm-hmm. And my grown woman one, like date night type shit, is Calvin Klein Obsession.
Okay.
Real classy, but nasty type shit.
I literally was gonna don't worry about it.
Real classy but nasty. Like, it's that's that you put it on, you going out with your dude, and then
you can slut it out later.
LOL. But yeah, Gemini season was good to me. Mm-hmm. It was good. Leo season is approaching. Y'all know that's where I reside. Mm-hmm. So, and because of how this year went, and because of what I want for myself, I'm going on a trip by myself for my birthday. So I've been planning that, and I'm getting really excited about it. So if you're listening, and if you will be in Philly, August 12th through 15th, hit me up.
I don't know show creepy me. Shit. Cause I would
no, definitely not on no creepy shit.
I would hate to have to fly out there and beat a bitch ass.
If I know you and you're going to be in Philly, let's link.
Beat a bitch up, yo. But no, seriously.
But yeah, other than that, just been coasting, doing my thing.
It's giving cruising.
Cruising. That's my shit.
Fun fact, lately I have been into music. And when I say music, the making of music. And I told this to Sierra and I told this to Tarion that teach me how to do some fucking beats and I can probably get this shit on the fucking roll.
Would you make a song?
I would.
Okay.
I didn't have to play with it.
Okay.
Because I have like buku songs that I would sample that would like really sound nice sampled. And because if I hear, matter of fact, what's the song? Tiana Taylor. What's the name of that fucking song? The, is it Three Way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I understand why she went the way that it... Well, I understand why the producer went the way they went with the song. But they could have added, like, a beat somewhere for the fucking dramatic effect. It was giving very much so melancholy. Three Way.
But I think that's the point of it. Like, it's supposed to set the mood and...
Yeah, it didn't give it to me.
Really?
But I like... No, don't even know, I like the song. I expected... They could have added, like, that one beat after the first chorus. It would have sounded so much better. And when I say a beat, something subtle.
Like a bass line or something?
Yeah, something. And there's this guy named Tyus. Honey, I'm gonna need y'all to get on Tyus' fucking bandwagon now before he really like blow up on his own, because he did have a record label. He was on a record label, but they just playing on his top, so he fucking left them. He don't use his Twitter because he's not over that, and only source of like social media that he has is Instagram, and he just put out his own shit, and he's finally putting out his own album, hopefully this year. It's coming, but he's been putting out like EPs and stuff. And there's a song called Real Freak.
She put me on that song, and it's really good. Put it on y'all playlist.
She a real freak. She a real freak. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sounds very good. But there's a song called Infidelity on that EP that he made. And to hear how the beat is, this shit just... I said, okay, I see what he did there. It's kind of offbeat, but it sounds really, really, really good. And y'all should really take a listen. Take a fucking gander. Or my guy Tyus. With his light skin, fine ass. But I think he's an Aquarius. Don't do crybabies.
I was going to say, you ever been with an Aquarius, but you say don't do crybabies. What was...
The fake blood was an Aquarius. Crybaby ass.
I can see it.
Like, I would beat your ass.
I can definitely see that.
Like, your ass whooping is pending. If I see you
again. You would probably never see that nigga again.
Honey, if the fucking universe loves him, I better not see him again.
Okay, so that's actually a good segue because we said nigga. So on the 4th of July, my uncle was in town.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he always just chopping it up with us. And so we got on the subject of relationships and marriage and all of that because he's the type of guy, he used to be like a player, like not going to settle down. Yeah. I'm not doing that. I'm just here to live my life with that, whatever. But this time around, he actually brought his girlfriend down with him. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of interesting. And so I think he said they finna make what, 2 years?
2 years in December.
2 years. And so everybody asked the question, so what's the deal? Like, are you going to marry her? What? Before we got on him, we was actually on my other cousin.
Trash.
And we let him know that he's trash. So
waste man.
So we get to, aside from his bullshit, we get on the subject of my uncle because he's a more mature, he has more experience, and we just wanted his side of things. So we were asking him, you know, does he plan on marrying his girlfriend? And his answer was, he said, word for word, he said, the long answer to that is, yes, I would marry her. And he said, the short answer to that is no. And so we was like, nigga, why? Like, if you 2 years in and you know that's your person, then why would you not marry her? And his whole thing is, he said that he does not believe in the idea of marriage. And his whole thing is, it's just a piece of paper, which I don't agree with, but whatever. But he said marriage is a piece of paper. And that if you know the person is your person, then why do you have to put on a show and have a whole marriage just for the sake of seeing you married? And so it makes sense the way he explained it. But still, I think every woman would want to experience a wedding and stuff. So, and he was saying that
you grow up thinking about this shit.
Yeah. And he was saying that she does want to get married. And he was like, you know, if she want to get married, then we can do that. But he said, if I have a say, then we don't have to do that. So we just get into the whole conversation of like the people he's been with and like what changed him from being this player ass nigga to being a man. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was the key takeaway from the conversation. Like, especially when it comes to me and Callie, like he was saying, you know, you got to change the language from dealing with niggas, because that's what you're going to attract, to dealing with men. And I think that's a very good point, because if you keep saying, oh, I want a nigga who, that automatically has a negative connotation, because you're going to attract these males, these niggas that's like rough around the edges. You got to take care of them. Like,
it's not rough around the edges. You got to take care of them.
Yeah. And it's, because we well past the days of,
I'm not the same bitch I was.
Yeah.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
And a lot of people tend to fucking forget that.
We've dealt with some niggas. Like,
wasted man teens.
A list of all the negative shit you could think of. Like, been there, done that. And it's just time out for that.
Yeah.
It is definitely time out for that. So, change the narrative, guys. Change the narrative.
And this is another thing. And I saw this on Twitter. And ever since I've seen it on Twitter, I just been thinking, like, that's crazy. So, a man, a boy, nigga, whoever, they not going to take any woman serious that they can't find peace with. If you can't bring a man peace, because that's what they're looking for. A man is looking for peace. Mm-hmm. He wants to be able to come to you and talk to you about what he got going on. You just sit there and you listen. You give you know, your feedback and things of that nature. He wants somebody that if he's upset, all you gotta say is back. And he, all right, I'm cool. Bro, I want that shit so bad, I ain't lying to you. So, if you can't be a man peace, you just gonna be his side piece, bitch. Yeah. That's it.
And my hot take on that is, yes, a man wants to go where he's gonna find peace, but if you know you a strong-ass woman, you being strong, that's gonna disturb the peace that he's looking for. Mm-hmm. That's how you know he ain't feeling.
Well, and that's another thing I think about as well. Just because you're a strong-ass woman don't mean you can't bring a man peace. And what a strong-ass woman, this is, I'm not talking about Angela from fucking Tyler Perry, Why Did I Get Married. Not that type of belligerent ass. Because not every woman is like that. Not every strong black woman is like that. But when you say, I'm a strong black woman, niggas like, oh yeah, no, she, see? A man think, yeah. Well, black men typically think, oh, she, all she want is drama.
And all that don't be the case. Argue.
You haven't even got to know me yet.
Exactly. Like, and that's the thing. I don't know what, I'm going to say this. I don't know what perception of a woman, the males that we've been tied up with in the past, I don't know what their perception of a woman is, or like what they expect out of a woman, but that simple shit ain't gonna slide over here.
Mm-mm.
And I think in the past, that's what disturbed their quote unquote peace. Because no.
But a man knows when he messes up.
True.
And some men just let slide.
Emphasis on a man knows.
Yeah. Like,
on the man
knows. They know whenever they fuck up. And, but however, like, men, pride is a motherfucker.
For men and women.
Sure. I don't think I'm prideful. I think I have my ways with certain things. Because if I said, if I'm serious about something, I said what the fuck I said. And that's just that on that.
Yeah.
Can't nobody change my mind on that. But other times I'm like, yeah, I can give in. But a man not gonna, yeah, I did that bitch wrong, but I don't get no fucks. Like, she gonna have to come apologize to me. I had to go back and think. I don't know what the fuck happened. I said, do men think they really have the juice? Who the fuck are we? Bitch, we the prize.
Thank you.
Bitch, you need to be the one. You need to be trying to fucking grab us.
With two hands.
Because what the damn thing is, the little game in the arcade, you try to get the little teddy bears?
The little claw?
Yeah, the claw thing. Yeah. Bitch, come fucking try to grab me. I'm going to slip through anyway, but try to come grab me. Because nobody ever wins that game. It has to be the right person to know exactly what the fuck. Come on, message.
You preach it. Come on.
Come on, message.
Come on.
You gotta be the right motherfucker to know what the fuck you doing to grab a motherfucking bear out that motherfucking claw machine, bitch.
And to get your prize. That's a
Can
word.
I say amen?
That's a word. That is a word.
Okay.
Sis, girl.
So, women, we are the prize. And it really, I see myself carrying myself a little differently
mm-hmm.
as of lately. Like, quarantine kind of had me, like, very much so lazy. But I think, I don't know what it is. I'm like, I need a man. I'm so sick of being lonely. Okay? Every night in my bed, when my potential man is out with his homies, I want to know how it feels to be loved. Be loved, baby.
Any other night. Okay, y'all, I see what I mean, y'all?
I literally was just singing the song. Like, just...
I know. But I think my perspective has changed after... I talked about this on here already.
What?
What happened in February?
Nah. You say what happened, but you said something happened.
So, because of what happened with somebody I was entangled with early in the earlier parts of this year, my whole perspective on like who I am and what I'm gonna allow and not allow, all of that shit is much, much, much emphasis on much clearer.
Mm-hmm. I can see clear.
Because it ain't no reason that shit should have ever happened. Mm-mm. Not at all. But
that's a nigga for you.
When you blinded by shit.
Potential.
Blinded by potential.
That's what it is.
That's all it was.
Yeah, and I don't get it. Like, I used to always say, well, y'all say you can't fall in love with potential, bro. 26 right now, and I fucking see it.
I definitely see that shit now. And it's like, everything I got going on for myself, fuck no. Mm-mm. That, all the red flags, bitch, I was painting the motherfuckers with a Q-tip green.
Yeah.
Should never happen.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't make excuses for people.
No, I definitely
every situation. Wasn't.
But it was the potential that was causing me to make them excuses.
Because a nigga gonna make you believe that he gonna do this, he gonna do that.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm missing you do nothing.
I ain't gonna get messy.
Then, there's other niggas that... Niggas want to keep you like... they keep trophies. You're just a trophy. And they just sit you down when they get tired of looking at the trophy.
And they may come and pick you up and admire you for a little
bit. Give you a little attention you may be craving.
Polish you off a little bit.
Wax the bitch off real nice. And
give you that little shine and a little glow. And then...
That's it. They put you back up. But guess what? You so comfortable with... Yeah, no, like, you know, you able to go and tell your friends, like, yeah, bitch, like, he, you know, blah, 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 but he ain't answering your calls. He ain't answering your messages. Who? I was about to say something else. But, you know, doing other things, and you see it. You're like, that's weird.
Yep.
Because I could have sworn XYZ wasn't going on because I thought we were on.
Right.
But men like to, fiddle faddle with your... Not men, I'm sorry. Niggas like... Well, no, men too. Because some good men like to do that as well. But all men were fucking niggas at one point.
And so, that was the point my uncle made. He was like, you know, men, like, you're not going to just get a man right off the bat.
Hell no.
That shit ain't going to happen. So, go through your little whatever. Do that shit before you get to me, though. At this point.
I'm not going to say... Because think about it. The man that's probably for you, not probably, the man that's for you right now, let's say you meet him tomorrow. He probably already have a whole deck of cards he playing with.
That's fine.
It's just like dating. Just like you might have a whole deck of cards.
I do.
Exactly. So, if you see that you're really interested in this person, you want it to go further, you say, I'm done playing my hand.
At some point... Everybody got to throw out the big joker.
And sometimes finish the game. Joke is on you.
That's not where I was going.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But everybody going to have a big joker. Mm-hmm. One way or another. Eventually, you got to throw that shit out and end the game. Mm-hmm. But right now.
The game can go on for so long. Mm-hmm. I'm tired.
Tired.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, I'm so awkward. Like, even if a man was to come to me right now, I would be like, what you want me to say?
I think... I don't know where I was going to go with that. I don't know what I was going to say.
I got lost in the song.
Yeah, like, the thoughts just slipped my fucking mind.
Hey, this is another thing that her uncle said. A man... I said, is it true? Because my cousin always told me... I remember him telling me this, I was in high school. I was dating, whatever. And he was like, you can tell when a woman is in love, broken, and hurt. Mm. I said, Really, he said, yeah, I can definitely look at you now and tell you that you're, like, fucking in love. And anything I was to ever tell you, you will fucking not even pay it any mind because you're so in love. I said, well, I mean, you're right. Mm-hmm. That's right. But, like, don't discount me. Like, don't discredit me because, bitch, can't nobody read me. Read me like a fucking book. But, bitch, he would never know that. Well, he probably know it now if he's listening. But I asked her uncle that, and I was like, is it true? He said, yeah, you can definitely look at a woman and be like, yeah, no, she's hurt. And men typically go for hurt women because they can take advantage of that.
Yeah. And then a man can put on a facade. If they catch you in that vulnerable, like, hurt stage, they'll make you think that they can give you that security that you're looking for.
I'm going to be playing you.
Like a fiddle. Like a fucking fiddle. So where do you think you're at? Like, we know you're not in love.
Fuck no.
But on this, well, we know you're not broken or hurt. What do you think you're at? From, how can I make this scale? From, let's say you start off in love, then you get hurt, then you feel broken, then you're healed. Where do you think you at?
Where is, okay, well, you talking about with the situation?
Yeah, because that's like, that sums, up your love life. So, in love.
Fuck no.
Broken.
Mm-mm.
Hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Healed.
Probably in the middle of hurt and healed.
Okay. Okay. I can see it.
We'll have to talk about that later, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, I definitely see that.
Yeah. But you just... I learned how to just roll with the punches, baby. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, I do not give a fuck.
That's all you gotta do.
I say what the fuck I say, and I stand on it. 10 toes. Like,
all 10.
I say that on my fucking chest, too.
And I meant it.
You lucky I didn't call you a bitch. And then I would have called you a fucking motherfucking stupid ass, dumb ass, lunatic, delusional ass bitch. And then I would have been, damn, Callie, down bad for that. Uh-huh. And bitch, don't fucking talk to me. It took everything in me not to say that. Anyway, but the point of my, like, love life? No. Hey Alexa, play Over It by Summer Walker.
Girl.
That's where I am.
Feel that.
That's where I am.
Feel that for sure.
Am I really that much to handle breaking these niggas down like enamel?
Sing it, Summer.
Shit. Bro, I was coming home. It had to be Thursday or Friday. Thursday, bitch. What the fuck ever? Sometime this week. I was coming home and I had that song playing. I couldn't even let it go to, like, what part was that? You a man? You say you a man? Bro, I was started over, bitch.
Run that shit back. Run that shit back.
I did it 4 times. You know how she doing the fucking ad-lib, man. Start over.
Run that back, Turbo.
Turn that bitch up.
Thank you.
Cause I didn't hear you loud enough.
But that's how I was. What was that? We did the vision boards
last Friday.
That's how it was. Riding home, bitch. And I don't know why triggered play.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the windows down, like, song on full blast. It and I'm just good. Listening, like, God damn.
She was really...
Start over.
She really was freestyling that bitch. And that was a freestyle.
A freestyle.
She was just talking her shit.
And that shit hits.
Mm-hmm.
That shit hits.
Guess what? I'm triggered. When I hear you, I'm triggered.
I'm telling you. But I think that I would be like in between, like because of that shit, in between hurt and healed, but the meter is like more towards the healed part. Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely.
No, definitely.
But
like if it was 5 notches between hurt and healed, I'm at 3.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like 3.5.
I'm at 3.
Okay.
I'm at 3. Yeah, you niggas ain't shit. And I'm never gonna fuck with any of you niggas again. Well, never say never, but yeah, no. As of right now, hell no.
No.
Hell no. To the no, no, no.
I know for fuck show, bro. I would give you every dollar to my name if I ever. If I ever gave that nigga the time of day again, never happened.
I wouldn't even take it, bro.
You don't believe me?
I just wouldn't even take it. No, I'm not saying I don't believe you, but I'm just saying, like, I know how niggas are. The nigga gonna see you, and he'll be like, hey, Missy, can I talk to you real quick? Can we chop it up real quick?
What is there to say?
Shit, bro, look, I'm telling you, if a nigga ever be like, Callie, can I talk to you real quick? You can talk. I'm probably not going to listen. I'm probably not going to say anything back, but what's good?
I would rather you save your breath for whatever, it. Whoever.
Waste it like you wasted my time.
Thank you.
So, what were you saying?
Like, mm-mm.
That's nice. You want a cookie?
Enjoy your life without me.
Want a cookie?
Because
that's all I can give you.
Enjoy. Mm-mm. But and not just with men or niggas. Like, just not relationship shit. Sometimes you just gotta let shit be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it comes a point where you just get tired of giving energy to certain things, certain people, certain situations. And you just gotta.
I ain't at that level yet.
I'm definitely there.
Like. See, I'm cool. Like, this is my thing. I'm cool. Like, I'm cool as a motherfucking cucumber. As long as you think that you ain't, like, as long as you don't try to play me.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, don't fucking try to down talk me or talk about me in fucking the public eye. Because then I'm going to really embarrass you.
Because now that becomes an issue.
Now I got to embarrass you.
Right.
Now I got to fucking play that card that I was trying to hold on to. Trying to make sure that you save face, bitch.
They go back to what I said, saving a big joker. At some point, you gotta play that shit and end it off.
Mm-hmm. Girl, Nick, y'all, people so funny. Like, I just don't understand that. Like, when I say funny, bitch, I mean fucking comedic fucking relief, hilarious, bitch. You would have thought a bitch stole. Somebody fucking dog or stole their fucking car. I'm not gonna tell y'all what, girl. Please,
like
I just don't understand it. And I really be like, don't let that other side of that gym. This is the thing. Like, don't piss me off. Cause when you piss me off, you get the fucking explanation of the 10 dick. Cause that was me being actually nice, but. Me and the messages, bitch, choke on all 10 of the motherfucking dicks. Hot, pissy, nasty, stank-ass dicks, bro. I do not care. And that be me like, yeah, Callie, see, like, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. But as soon as you fucking poke, like, you keep poking the fucking bell gonna get up and fucking attack your stupid ass. But yeah, y'all don't get that. And that fucking aggravates my fucking soul.
Don't poke the bell.
Wait, what was I saying?
Something about.
If you see me in the.
See me in the jungle.
Something, fight the bear.
Help the bear.
Help the bear! Well, Mystical is fucking ridiculous. Honey, juvenile. Babes. Vax?
Vax that thing up.
Legit remade, redid the video. back that thing up and gave it back that thing
backs
up.
That thing up.
Interesting.
And if you really listen to it, because I listened a couple times, the basis of the song was basically saying to get a vaccine if you're trying to fuck.
Yeah. You can't go have sex if you ain't vaxxed up. Juvenile, I love Juvenile, bro. Do you know how, like, and people are, like, sharing it. News. Yeah. Share it.
Yeah.
Are you... Let's make this coin.
Child, listen. Speaking of New Orleans artists, did you see the video for Get You Some?
No, I didn't see it, but that
shit
clips.
Was nice.
I just saw him, like, laying in ass was just... Get you some, get you some.
Yeah, shaking all over his face. But no, that was very, like, creative.
How he is it. Creative.
Hell yeah. I thought.
But he nice with it, though. Like,
yeah, he cool.
Hey, Jelly. Jelly, Jelly. Hey, Jelly, Jelly. Hey,
let me see. What time we at? Do we want to do like...
We can do 10 more minutes.
Okay. Let's do some questions.
Oh, Lord. Not questions. Everybody get you some.
You find two questions and then I got some.
Two questions where?
Just find some on Pinterest. Oh, well, you got
two. My mother's well, idea.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have some questions on the top of your head?
No, it's like 11:54, so like my brain is off.
Yeah, I got work in the morning.
What time you have to work?
8.
Ooh.
I went to sleep late last night though, so I ain't tripping. Let's find some questions. Questions to ask your best friend.
Oh yikes! On fucking Willie's. Pop a fucking Willie, bitch.
I love Meek Mill
when he do that, girl.
Child. Okay. Well, that one threw me off a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Let's see.
Hey, Jelly.
Jelly, Jelly. Okay. Here's one. Which celebrity gets on your nerves the most and why?
Which celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez Louise, as of right now, fucking Wendy Williams. Bitch, you out of motherfucking pocket, bitch.
She just...
Cancel the show.
Please, like, get that hoe off the air.
For one, you came for my Auntie Tab. Auntie Tab ain't do nothing. That's gonna be our next topic. We gonna hit on that. Our next episode, we gonna hit on that. T-Tab.
Coming for people who never sent for you?
Come on. Come on. I like it. We can.
We will.
Period. All right. Stay tuned for next week, babes. But, yeah, no. She came from my A-team. And then for her to... Do you know how... Did you see how she introduced the boy?
The little boy, Swaby.
She was like, how do y'all know... Do y'all know... Clap your hands, you know Swaby. He's on TikTok. He has more followers than me on TikTok. 2 million. And, like, I don't use TikTok. And what else did she say? She said something very insensitive. Like, do you know who he is? Do you know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of him? I'd rather not say. Yeah, so clap your hands. So everybody's like, kick in. Like, because you're thinking.
That she finna say something.
Say a joke or something.
Yeah.
Swaby was killed
like
Thursday night and he was 19 years old.
Like, why would you open this boy's death in that way? Like, in a messy manner.
Why would you bring up his name in the first place? Because nobody knows him.
Exactly.
Are you looking for that much, like, anything?
If she wasn't speaking on senseless killings, then she should have never brought that shit up.
Hot topics, but that's not a hot topic.
Exactly.
How is somebody, Kobe Bryant's death, hot topic. Right. Very sad. We knew him. Everybody, he made an impact. Not trying to shit on Swabby or what's his name?
Swavy.
Swavy. Because God rest his soul. But for her to really just, he has 2 million followers mm-hmm. on TikTok. People using reels.
Girl.
So insensitive. That whore. Legit whore. And I don't want to talk about how she built because I know it's like a health deficiency or whatever that she got going on. But bitch. Capital P need to hush.
Expeditiously. I would say Tiffany Haddish works my fucking nerves.
Right. Yes, I agree.
She works my fucking nerves. Agreed. Her acting or lack thereof to her hosting Legendary.
Girl.
Bitch.
She did not have to chop them.
But she fucked up the rest of the show.
Hello.
Like, if you think, like, her chopping them fucked up the last episodes of the show.
It was, because didn't Tichy go home from that?
Yes.
You whore.
Oh, I fucking hate her.
And for her to have her own, now, don't get me wrong. I'm so happy to see black women, like, for her to be able to come up from the slums to really, like, have that Cinderella story. But, like,
that's great.
It's getting old.
That's great, but stop.
You're not funny. It's not Girls Trip.
No. She corny. All right.
There we are. What's another one? If y'all haven't listened to Snow album, please.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to In Your Eyes.
Let's see. If you could be any Disney villain, who would you be?
Maleficent.
Really?
I love fucking Maleficent. Maleficent is that bitch. I'm talking about Angelina Jolie Maleficent.
And I think I started there, but I never got to finish.
When I tell you Maleficent 2, best movie I've seen, hands down.
Really? I might watch it tonight.
It's really, really, really good. Like, when I tell you Disney, and I seen a tweet, that was like, which Disney villain did they cast correctly? Angelina Jolie. For her to really just blowing niggas out the fucking way and shit. Like, Angelina really was that bitch in Maleficent. Y'all know, Maleficent was good.
I would say, I mean, would you really consider Cruella de Vil a villain?
Cruella is fucking nuts.
I've always liked her. Always.
Am I really shocked? Am I really surprised?
Probably not.
Ursula was a bad bitch too. She took that bitch voice.
Her whole voice.
Her voice.
You ain't finna say shit.
Because bitch, I'm tired of hearing you.
Who was your girl from Empress New Groove?
Oh!
Her too.
She! She turned this man into a llama.
A llama. A fucking llama.
I was watching it not too long ago.
Okay, let's see.
Kronk!
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, Lord.
What's one thing that bothers you the most about the world today? And I have the perfect.
What bothers me the most about the world today? What bothers me the most about the world today? I think it's always been that people are just insensitive. They just really, people are so wrapped up in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That they can't just take a moment to be like, what the fuck is going on outside?
Right.
Nobody ever takes the time out to. People are just rude. Point blank. Like, I hate rude ass people. If I'm going out and, like, out to eat and you're being rude to the server, like, bitch, is that really called for?
It's not.
It's, I don't care. Now, if they getting rowdy with you, don't let nobody play.
That's
you.
One thing, yeah.
But if they're really legit just doing their job, because you never know what somebody going through. Like, you just have to be mindful of how you treat people. Because trust and believe, your day going to come when somebody treats you like shit and you having a badass day.
Yep.
So be careful with that. Like, I just hate how insensitive people are.
I would say the world is so fucking judgy, dude.
Oh my God,
yes. That shit is crazy. Like, so judgy and so simple minded. And so, and then we gonna close it out with this one. So, the whole Sha'Carri situation.
Yeah, girl.
Dog, the way social media was trying to eat that girl up for smoking a little weed.
And it wasn't even weed. Was it?
I think it was.
I guess that's the same thing. Do that, so
either way it go, the girl ran how she was supposed to fucking run. Right when she found out that her biological mother had just died, she put a little weed in her system. She still ran, did what she had to do. What is the big deal? Like, and that's the thing, like, people were saying, like, oh, weed, like, that's why she's self-medicating, and if she's going through it, then she can go see a therapist, go see a doctor.
You got money to pay for that?
That's not, bro. The way that they tried to make self-medicating just seems so fucking bad. Like, granted, yes, I'm all for mental health. Like, therapy and shit works. Medicine works. But
sometimes you just need something in the moment.
Exactly. Exactly. My point. And like I said on Twitter, and I'm going to keep saying this shit. When my granny passed, that day, my anxiety medicine, I wasn't around it.
Right.
I didn't have that shit on me when I was dealing with all that. And the first 3 days, like, my anxiety attacks was so fucking bad, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit was like, I ain't never ever had one like that. Where I'm sitting there like shaking and crying at 2 in the fucking morning. What else am I gonna do?
Right.
I ate an edible and I calmed my ass down.
That's it.
Like,
you just gotta do what you gotta do.
Exactly. And so, and my whole thing is, what one, and I told a couple people this, what one edible could do for me, maybe like 4 to 5
blunts.
No, 4 to 5 of my anxiety pills would do the same thing.
Oh.
So it's like,
yeah.
Stop. And I'm not, me eating the edible, do that make me a fucking crackhead? No. No. Do that make me a fucking drug addict? No. You do what works for you.
That's it.
So in that moment, I mean, you can't tell nobody how to cope.
Hell no. Now, this is how I look at it. I understand why she did it. But in the, like, she knows she was running for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. You just gotta abide by the, like, you already know what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
If they find out that you have XYZ in your system.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was legal in the state that she was in, but she did know the Olympics rules.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that I have to say. Like, I don't care what the fuck she do, because baby, to, like, that bitch smoked y'all. And she was smoking fucking Zaza, bitch. Bye. Did she beat the record?
Yes.
Honey.
And I saw something that said, like, y'all really got to stop being so hard on her, because, yes, she smoked a little weed and she did that knowing that the Olympics are only every 4 years. Right. And this is her chance to go. And the fact that she still took that risk, that says more about them than it do about her. Like,
the Olympics this year showing their ass with these black girls.
Yeah, and I don't like it
at all.
I do not like it. Let them fucking girls be great.
Cause the girl, she can't run the Olympics because she missed her scheduled thing when she literally just had an abortion.
Yes.
She didn't hear the doorbell ring.
Yes.
Bitch, I should have called her.
A text, an email,
something.
Ringing the doorbell is call not the her only manager. Way of communication.
Call her manager. Is there any way possible we can do whatever we need to do, because we need to see her for the Olympics?
Like,
y'all, what? Y'all literally bent over, took your pants down, grabbed both cheeks and spread them bitches open, because that's what y'all doing, showing crack your of your ass.
That shit wild.
And give me booty hole. Y'all, that's what y'all showing. That's like, y'all showing wild, it.
But yeah, and people is too judgy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's too judgy.
Just take a moment and think. What would I do if I was in this situation? Well,
if you finna run, and not even your family, like not even a friend, a reporter who you don't know from anybody on the street tells you your biological mother just died. Nigga, what? You serious? What you think I'm gonna do?
I'm about to get full of that shit because, sir,
who got a lighter?
You just fucked me up.
Who got a fucking lighter?
You fuck. That's what I would say. You got a light on you? Because I can't deal with this.
Like, no.
I can't deal with this.
No.
But we all, like, we love the Black Girl Magic, though. Yes. Can we, going to end it with this. Shout out to Zalia Avant-Garde.
Yes.
For winning. Girl, I'm just, y'all, when I tell y'all, I have been, every time I say it, I'm about to get teary eyed right now. Because to see the joy that she possessed, like, oh my, I'm really getting teary eyed. Like, to see the pure joy that she had when she found out that she, like, spelt that word right. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She was just twirling and she was just smiling. You could just tell she was just really, really just, like, basking in the moment. And I said, oh my God. Like, tears were coming out of my eyes and they're literally about to come now because, girl, and you're from Harvey, Louisiana. Harvey.
And the crazy thing about it, and we're going to say this.
Ooh, bitch,
never limit yourself. Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. She put a statement out and said that
spelling is on her. This just
spelling is just an order.
Cause basketball is the main. Thing. Yes,
girl.
But she holds 3 Guinness Book World Records.
That girl gonna be a fucking problem, man.
And honey, I'm here for it.
Yes, give them hell, girl. Give them hell.
Please let them know. Let them know.
Show all your Black Girl Magic.
I love it.
Ooh, Lord.
I love it. Like,
love it.
Love it. Like, I'm literally probably going to go home and cry because that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Like, I'm really so happy for her.
Yes.
And I just really pray and hope that she just go off to do great things. Hope that she go off and be this amazing, amazing, amazing basketball player. And honey, still do your fucking spelling bees on the side, girl.
Yep.
Get you some extra coins. You don't turn down no money.
Make that money, honey.
Don't let it make you. Period.
And on that note,
we love y'all, but we gotta go.
Got to go.
Bye.
Bye.